moving, brown fur.
Bastard spiders!
Abe staggered back against the white-tiled wall, kicking out, beating away with both hands at the hordes of spiders that were trying to swarm all over him. Some of them were no bigger than sparrows, others close to the size of a rat. Ryan remembered what JB had said about the sealing off of the section of the redoubt, seeing more of the spiders pouring through the wide mesh grills of the vent system. Nobody opened fire, recognizing the pointlessness of trying to shoot thousands of the scuttling arachnids.
Get Abe out!
Ryan whipped out his panga.
They'll get out into the rest of the redoubt. Me and Mildred will try to chill any that make the door.
Ryan hacked his way to Abe. Trader, JB, and Jack started to move across the rippling layer of hairy spiders, crushing them beneath their boots. Abe's bare feet had disappeared beneath waves of the meaty creatures. There was blood dappling his hands and arms, showing that the spiders had a vicious bite.
If these are venomous, we're all toast.
Now that Ryan was in the middle of them, he could see that most were the size of a baseball, with dark brown-furred legs that almost tripled their size. They had tiny black stalked eyes and large barbed pincers. Their three friends were just in time. Abe's eyes had rolled back white in their sockets. Jack, as agile as an acrobat, was first to his side, grabbing his arm and sweeping off the most insistent of the spiders, holding the fainting little gunner upright until JB and Trader arrived to grab him.
We got him!
I'll cut us out of here! Follow me!
Ryan used the panga like a brush, slicing back and forth through the mass of scuttling insects. Liquid sprayed over his fingers, making them burn. He carried on with the remorseless slaughter. Out of the corner of his eye, Ryan noticed that Dean was standing near the automatic door, just inside the toilets, using his turquoise-hilted knife to stab any of the spiders that threatened him.
Get outside, son! Have Christine and Mildred keep the shitters out of the rest of the complex!
Fresh waves of the mutant creatures poured in through the grills, dropping to the floor, joining the throng that was still surging forward to attack the invading humans. Trader and JB had lifted the semi-conscious figure of Abe clear off the floor, while Jack methodically swept away the spiders from his body.
Get him outside! I'll hold him off as long as I can!
One of the largest of the horrors had climbed all the way up Ryan's back into his hair, dropping over his face with a sticky web projecting from its abdomen, blinding and choking Ryan. As Ryan plucked at it with his left hand, it bit him near the bridge of his nose, the needled pincers narrowly missing his good right eye. The pain was agonizing, and he very nearly dropped the panga, but he grabbed the spider and squeezed. Ryan cast the squashed corpse away from him, where its fellows scrabbled around it, starting to devour the twitching legs. Ryan dove out. As he hit the floor, a few dozen spiders made it through the gap, others being pulped as the doors closed. Ryan rolled around and kicked, and shook off and crushed the last of his attackers. There were enough people out there to stamp and stab every last one of them. By the time Ryan stood, Trader and JB had carried Abe to one of the beds, laying him down while Mildred quickly started peeling off his clothing.
You all right, Dad? You got a double flash bite on your face? Like someone stuck a pigeon's egg under the skin. Bet that sucker's really gonna hurt you.
You don't have to gloat. You get bitten?
No, I was too quick for them. But poor old Abe looks triple sick, Dad.
That must have been one of the world's bad sights.
What?
Opening those doors and walking in on those things. Without any warning. Gaia.
Dean, there's two drinking fountains down at the far end of the dorm. Go and soak a rag in one and bring it back. Jack, help him. I need lots of water to wash these bites. Use your hat, John.
JB looked puzzled for a moment, then quickly picked up his fedora and went to fill it with water. Ryan looked at Abe, seeing the numerous speckled lumps all over him where he'd been bitten. They were particularly thick around his lower legs and arms, but his face was also badly swollen, streaked with blood.
Is he all right, Mildred?
Does he look it?
Nope.
The little man was pale, his eyes closed, his scrawny chest rising and falling. His fingers kept moving, as if he were playing an invisible piano.
He's gone into shock.
Water arrived, and Mildred used it to sponge off the blood, peering closely at the area of the bites.
Everyone stood around in silence, watching.
I think that we'd be already seeing a traumatic reaction if those furry little sons of bitches had been seriously poisonous. There's some localized swelling, like that bump on Ryan's nose, but I reckon they should go down. Everyone better wash any bites they've received, just to be on the safe side.
Abe's body jerked, and he suddenly opened his eyes, seeing Mildred's face looming over him.
Time to rise and shine.
How do you feel?
Like I've been through a mesquite hedge backwards. Where's my clothes? Why is it... Oh, shit. Oh, those spiders. Look, there's billions of fucking spiders in the bathroom. Don't go in, whatever you do.
Spiders, Abe? Yeah, we noticed them.
Ryan glanced at his wrist chron, seeing that barely 2 hours had elapsed since they'd all been tugged out of sleep by Abe's screams. Once Abe had calmed down and Mildred had bathed the spider bites again, the gunner had recovered fast, keen to get his clothes back on as the ambient temperature in the redoubt was only just above comfortable. The rest of those who had been bitten found that the initial swellings had quickly gone down, leaving only patches of red on the skin that itched rather than hurt. JB sat down on the bed by Ryan.
Notice how bad the air's become?
Yeah.
I wonder if those muty insects have blocked off part of the vent system.
Could be. I guess they must have felt the vibrations of us moving around the complex. Probably the biggest in Spider-Town in the last century. So they all came looking for us.
Have you thought about what might have happened if those automatic doors to the ablutions had malfunctioned and let them in during the middle of the night while we were asleep?
Not something I want to think about at all, thanks.
If we're all well enough, could we move and make a jump out?
Sure. No real hurry, though, is there?
I just have the feeling that our little furry friends might have found some way through the heart of the redoubt, and they'll suddenly pop up in the gateway chamber.
I doubt it, Christy. I didn't see any of those big grills anyplace else.
Why's the air gotten so bad?
All personnel in Sections 4 and 5. All personnel in Sections 4 and 5.
That's us.
They waited, listening, but there was no immediate follow-up to the message.
I don't know if you're all hanging here for me, but as far as I'm concerned, we could get moving out of this place real soon.
This is a code J for Juliet. Emergency in Sections 4 and 5. Repeat, a code J for Juliet, Sections 4 and 5. Immediate action required by all personnel. Immediate action.
Fire blast. What's going on here?
Who knows? Sounds urgent.
The group of companions clustered together in the center of the room. Abe kept glancing toward the closed door of the bathroom.
What do we do, Dad?
Dean touched his father's hand for reassurance.
Wait a little. A man runs the moment he thinks he hears danger, finds he's stuck his head right into it.
Code J for Juliet, imperative action soonest.
Maybe we should head for the Matrans right away.
Purging begins in 5 minutes from now. 90% vacuum in 10 minutes from now. Personnel evacuation soonest. Repeat, soonest. Repeat, soonest.
What's a vacuum, Dad?
These places have overall computer control, don't they?
Yes.
And they monitor everything to do with the redoubt?
Yeah. In the old pre-dark days, they'd have had human controllers to override any problems.
Yes, yes. But they're programmed to act independently if necessary.
Some of them certainly have been. But I don't understand what's happening right here. What's this purging and vacuum?
I suspect it's linked to the diminished quality of air in here.
I believe that your deduction could be correct, Dr. Wyeth. We have all commented on the singularly unpleasant odor in here, particularly since that disgusting incident with Miss Muffet's companions.
4 minutes. 4 minutes to purging in Sections 4 and 5. 9 minutes to terminal vacuum. Any personnel remaining must exit now.
How long did it take us to get here from the gateway?
15 to 20 minutes, but we went slow and stopped now and again.
Looks like we're gonna have to do a lot better than that. Grab everything and let's go. Dean, run ahead and work the button that opens the sector.
The companions quickly joined Dean at the door.
It won't open, Dad!
That damn door wouldn't work right on the way in. Put a couple of rounds through the controls.
And jam the whole thing?
Allow me.
Doc stepped forward, blowing on the tips of his fingers like a master safe breaker.
3 minutes to purging in Sections 4 and 5. 8 minutes to terminal vacuum. All personnel to leave instantly or use breathing facilities as instructed under J for Juliet.
Doc pressed the small button once, let it go, then pressed it halfway.